The Jimmy and Luke Show.
I broke Lorena.
Wait, what episode is this again?
It's such a terrible movie.
The show is awful.
Broadcasting live across the internet, this is the final season of The JL Show.
Welcome to JR 266.
23.
All right.
266. Joby knows he was stalking the website.
It's me, Gideon.
Find a link for Anna, I assume.
One of the.
You know, I tried to think to myself, and then I told Anna about it.
It started with a funny. There was a funny glitch.
She didn't get the episode title.
The episode title is Gently.
Da 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 da. You should go and love yourself.
Talking about gay 6 year olds.
No!
I don't want it.
Anna, say something for the listeners. We love you.
The listeners love you. We all love you. There's no reason not to speak. Do it then.
Come on, say something. Oh, come on. Say, come on, contribute. Say something funny. If you don't say something funny, your family are shot.
Yeah. Sucks to be my family, so.
Anna, tell your joke to the podcast.
No, I can't think of it right now.
Oh, God. You can't say.
In the meantime.
Why are you here?
No.
Well, Billy, you can help me host today's edition of this
week. Oh, God, you do. You can go in the jail.
History. This week in 2013.
It's something about like mayo.
This week in jail show history. This week in 2013, we host episode 47. Battle commences.
On this week's episode, we kick off our most exciting project yet, Battle 2013. Over in the next four episodes, climaxing on our 50th, Jimmy, Luke, Kian, and special guests will be battling in a very different round to become Battle 2013 Rubble Jubble as well. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to distract him so he can take my photo. Okay.
Let me read it. Can I do it?
Song pop.
Where are we? This one?
Yeah, we're there.
The Oscars, sock puppets, B, star, BS, and more, exclamation mark.
Oh, no.
Pros and cons, marriage, divorce, and more, exclamation mark. Battle 2013 begins with a massive quiz hosted by Luke and featuring Jimmy, Dean, and special guest Aaron, and contestants who will win, question mark.
Now I have a funny comment to make. Interesting. And
Hey, listen here, buddy.
Don't harass the woman.
Fuck your ass.
Come on, man. Give the lady a break.
You all saw the girl chipped.
It's not funny. You all saw the boy slipped.
No, you all saw the girl tripped. You all saw.
All right. This week in 2014 was episode 100. Woo! Days of Future podcast. Great episode of the show.
Do you have the internet?
No, I just screenshotted these this morning.
Do you own the internet?
No. Do you have the internet?
I need to save my battery. It's on 15%.
This day in 2014, the JL 100, the Days of Future podcast. No. For the monumental 100th episode, Jimmy and Luke proudly present an epic tale of time travel, vengeance, podcasting, friendship, and music. Hey there. Yes, you. You over there. Hey. Oh, wait. Yeah. Hey. Thanks for downloading our podcast. Yeah, that was really cool. Join us. We discussed.
Teacher will find it, look up the show, and listen to it, and then I'll be expelled for saying mean things about teachers. No, I'm afraid that's gonna happen.
I do.
Like what?
Oh, like just in the past. Like if they listened 100 episodes back, they.
I don't know. We both hate this. Kevin Johnson, you're a fucking pathetic cunt.
Hey. I'm saying bad things about Mr. Johnson.
Kevin Johnson, you're.
Hello. Are you off to?
I'm not doing. Give me that back.
No, you have no.
Just Kevin Johnson,
just leave it there.
You're a fucking. You're a pathetic balding fuck.
Please, show some. Just leave it there and talk.
My name is Ojovi. I'm Kevin.
Put it down. See, this is how you do it without teachers looking at you thinking, he looks like he's speaking into an audio recording device. I've mastered techniques. I've been doing this for 5 years.
This is the technique.
This for 5 years.
Hello, my name is Malcolm McAndrew, and I'm richer than you. Hello, my name is Owen Dobie, and I hate everyone.
So if you know me, hate me back.
This week, also in 2014, it was episode 101, Blocking the Sink.
Hi.
Polish man. Tempestuous Polish man. Hello.
Hi.
Say something audio listening worthy.
Well, I'm actually recording now.
Brilliant. Here. This guy's friends with xenophobic people. How do you feel about that?
About what?
Being friends with the xenophobic.
Couldn't care less. I'm xenophobic at times myself.
But you're an immigrant. And a foreigner.
Doesn't make a difference to me at all.
Still makes you a hypocrite.
Huh?
Bye.
Okay. Also, this week in 2014, it was episode 101. But we're looking back at our old classics.
Reader, why isn't I invited to your birthday?
Yeah.
You gotta address these things.
Why are you?
Yes. No one else does it.
So you're xenophobic.
He is.
I know you.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm not xenophobic.
I guess not. If I
wouldn't be engaged with her.
Can you see its facial expression?
But you were born here, so.
I'm half French. You see, it's facial expression.
I really hate when you say that.
Let her finish her sentence.
Okay.
I am half French.
On which side?
My mom is French.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter where I was born. I was born in New Zealand. It would make a difference.
Well, Ted Cruz was born in Canada, and he's still eligible to be American president, so.
You're not half French.
Yes, I am.
If one of your parents is French, you're half French. The same way as if one of your parents is Scottish.
He's jealous that you're not some.
Exactly. He wants to be French. He wishes.
I would not.
He wants to be Monsieur Petit Filou. But he can't be, because he's Irish and boring.
Yeah. There's one nationality I don't want to be, it's French.
Excuse me?
Then I'd be a lot more arrogant, and I'd have a big ass nose.
This one,
and I'd smoke and I'd smell like shit.
French people don't have big noses. That's like. Jews have big noses.
No, French people have big noses too. And then big Adam's apples.
Big what?
Adam's apples.
Big noses are not a French. That's not a French
what's
thing.
What's wrong with having a big nose?
I have a big nose.
Yeah, no.
Do I have a big nose?
No. You're not French.
I have a big nose.
No, you're not French.
They cut me.
Also in 2015, episode 101, Blocking the Sink. And in 2015, episode 176, The Schlap. Great episode.
I know you're average. I'm just to round you up.
Also in 2000 and... Oh, that's the only one I took. Okay. That's this week in sales of history.
Kevin McKenzie.
Thank you and good night.
No, it's not. No.
I'm being nice to you.
You are being nice to
you.
You're only proving what Michael and Owen say about us now. They're not, though. They're only proving what Michael and Joby say about us, Killian. We are so mean and nasty.
You are. No.
This is like a psychoanalytical. It's called a psychoanalysis, you fuck.
No, but it could be a psychoanalytical discussion also.
I lost my clue.
How am I mean? Come on.
All of our one listeners are waiting.
So you don't.
Like,
which is me later on in the day.
It's like, Killian, am I one of your top listeners? Yeah, you're in the top one. Anyway, today's episode is very special because we are playing for you for the first time Black Custard's debut album.
Oh, yeah!
No!
Listen to the end!
Previously on the show.
Oh, you don't even know.
He doesn't even know.
Previously on the show. So last year on the show, we played you in full the debut album by my childhood band, Antibacteria. And today, we are going to play you the debut album by my other childhood band, Black Custard! It's a death metal album. That's kind of what it sounds like. It's a death metal album about cheese and life and sacrosanct.
Sacrosanct.
By myself and a friend of mine who remained anonymous.
Sacrosanct souffle. Who was it? Johnny Dover.
Nobody in the school.
Who don't I know?
Nobody in the school right now. Now, the album, I can't remember how long it is, it's probably about 8 minutes long, but it's got great songs on it, including,
I Don't Want Your Dead All.
Gorgonzola Ola versus Spanish Cheese, that's one of them. Another one is called Oh Fuck, I Burnt My Pita Bread.
Oh fuck, I burnt my penis.
No.
Oh fuck, I burnt my pedophile.
Oh fuck, I burnt my pita bread.
That's what I thought you were gonna say.
It's actually a horrible album. It's really nasty, nasty sounds of childhood Lucian saying rude words. Rude words that he shouldn't have known, but I'm gonna play it in full for your entertainment, so just stay tuned.
The whole album!
It's only like 8 minutes long.
You should have like a
Yeah, well, I'm very flamboyant.
100 hours of elevator music.
Can you hear what?
100 hours. I can't.
You're not gay!
I mean, last week they were in a room with a locked door and the blind drawn. Last week they had the blinds drawn and everything, and this week they're out in the open for everybody to see and take lists and stuff. The gay group.
Faggots. I'm joking, Anna. You know I'm not a homophobic.
They're wonderful. I campaigned for their existence on the student council. I said, Miss Quinn, let them exist. I'm not going to take credit, but you know. I said, let them exist, and she said, no, and then they said, let them exist. Whatever.
Homophobe.
I'm a big supporter of their existence. What?
Homophobe.
I support their existence. Thoroughly.
What?
But
I don't support the hair dye.
I hope that nobody is nobody's rude to them. And that everybody's respectful.
Why is Madame Pidgey putting such a bad
word? Don't believe in gays.
Huh?
I mean, Anna, come on, how am I mean? I'm not mean.
Don't take it to her.
I don't take it to her. Everyone doesn't like, no one likes me really, so I mean.
What?
A lot of people don't like, I'm used to. So I'm not used to be called mean.
It's a joke.
Well, it's not really a joke. It is true. I mean,
I'm not mean. I'm honest.
Yeah, but that can result in like offending people.
If you're mean, I wouldn't play it.
But then that means you're a weak individual.
Yeah.
That's not mean. That's
it's
mean.
It's just me being
sensitive. Okay. Want a kiss?
All right now.
Yeah, that's great because they think I was talking to Anna, and then they hear your voice.
Oh, that is good audio trickery. I love how they is a thing that exists, though. It's funny.
Sweaty
they.
I would be too if I was eating that. Every Sunday night, I have this like,
Jesus, why did you eat that
spicy?
Why did you eat it if it's so bad?
Potato curry and like Sunday night.
Why did you eat that so?
No, Sunday night dinner makes me sweat every single week. Like,
why is
it like this super spicy?
It's somebody like really mild,
super spicy curry with like potato and like, but it has like.
With potato.
What's the spicy part of it? I can't remember. Anyway, the point is, every Sunday I'm sweating eating.
Like, I have you ever been to Bujum?
I went once.
Well, then I can't explain.
I went once.
It's
not nice.
It is. I get the green sauce every time.
I got the red sauce.
I don't have
the spiciest.
Joby and Michael dragged me in there, and I just got a can of Coke and just sat there for half an hour.
I can
Why
eat spice.
Did you do that, though?
I didn't want to give them any custom. I didn't want to give them customs. I said, only peer pressure would make me buy your food, so I shall buy none.
Embedded values.
Oh, yes. I'm talking
The deeply embedded values and attitudes can be difficult to change. I didn't do it, so I'm just going to improvise. Well,
yeah,
sir, Bertie is forced into this position by a society who judges their monarchs based on their ability to speak publicly. This shouldn't be the only factor that determines whether somebody is a good leader or not. Of course, there should be other factors.
Shut up, fag.
That's what I'll say.
I'm really loving this fag thing. It's so harsh and
Daniel's Daniel'll start writing on the board and he'll stop listening.
Oh my god, that's so much more complicated than PASS.
I have four.
That is not. You think that's complicated?
That's not complicated. That's the easiest part of
it. PASS, it's like you compare posture with the King's Speech.
Oh, Jesus. That's a treat.
I've got four book tokens.
I don't have any.
I stole one.
He stole one.
He stole them as well. He just stole them off the desk.
Mr. Kelly gave me one. I found one on the ground. I stole one. I stole one, and he stole one.
And he
gave me the one he stole. So.
No, I steal all the time from shops.
He
stole Mars.
Hey, I'm a good guy. Yeah.
Between the little girl and the big mother, Bertie and Fox.
Yeah, but no, you don't understand. I'm not stealing from huge, from little businesses.
I'm
stealing from like Duns and like Chopman and I'm just a huge
couple. Ours is about class and religion and social political issues.
I two thirds of stuff.
Women don't have to make a role.
No, I steal like little shitty bits of jewelry from Chopman that I never wear. I just steal it. It's fun.
I don't believe
you. Fine, ask Susie.
So you actually rob the stuff from shops?
Yeah. Oh shit, this is. I shouldn't.
I know, it's a bit invasive, I feel.
I've been doing this for years. That's why everyone
hates me. It's not invasive,
it is, because it's going on to the internet.
Exactly. Oh my god, you're like my mother.
It's extremely invasive.
Can you double that up on Facebook? Double that on Snapchat.
No friends.
There.
See, I used to do it with people who had no shame.
Like, hey, look, it's Mr. Here comes Mr. Lucene's an asshole.
I'm trying to make a joke. I used to record the podcast with people
Talk about your house.
I used to record the podcast with people who have no shame, like Dean Lardner and Philip Black. But then they left.
Well, I'm going to send this to them.
So then I actually make friends with Killian so that he'd say anything and everything and be okay with it being put on the internet.
Oh, no, I'm already cold.
That's why we're friends.
Oh, I swear, eating dinner every Sunday night.
And that, my friends, is why we're together as a gay couple.
So, Michael, tell us about your trip to Duns.
I went to Duns.
Who'd you go with?
Myself.
Gay.
I wanted a bit of alone time, you know?
Yeah, masturbated in the car. He masturbated in the parking lot.
Michael, look who took our table today.
I
know. Oh, are they soft mints? Oh, you went mints. Oh,
Michael, you know what that is?
That's
Teflon in there. Right there.
You know what
there's Teflon in those. You know there's Teflon in these.
The answer is not a random group of buddies.
Oh.
Much darker.
It begins with G. J.
No.
It begins with J. And it sounds exactly like J.
Homosexuals.
Well, you actually say
sexuals. Homosexuals. They're having a serious meeting. Somebody said that Miss Quinn. Wait, was it you said that word here?
And then.
Michael, it's 2 years this week since we went out to GMIT for CANSAT Day. That's actually so depressing.
That is fucking horrible. That's that really is depressing. Horrible stat.
It's 2 weeks since the 7th. The 7th is my half birthday.
Feels like a lot longer than.
Oh no, it feels like a lot shorter than that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, that's
been around 2 years.
No, crazy. Oh, I love your background.
It looks like they are your teeth.
Yeah, I know. No,
they are though. Actually,
what was I looking up? Oh yeah, picture of fat Michael. So we're talking about March 2014. This was 7th of March 2014. A lovely day was had. Pure poet. I love this photo. It's such a nice photo. I wish I was.
Stop spewing, please.
T.Y. Mike is like a different person.
Wait, what? How is that's not
real?
Oh no, my mom said yesterday. Is that Michael?
Michael McAndrew, CEO of Powerful Stuff.
I was once showing somebody online how to do a lower third graphic, and I used the example of Keen Siggins, poet, Michael McAndrew, CEO. This for this photo.
What?
Connor,
there's me!
Oh my god, is that Pablo?
Is that my head? Oh, that's Tommy's head, I think.
That's Donald.
I specifically remember.
That's not Donald. Well, that's Donald.
No, that's Ryan's brother.
Oh, yeah, it is Donald.
I don't know. Ryan.
Find one of me. Find one of me. He's ginger.
At least it's so fucking small. At least it's so tiny.
I think he's in Yates now.
These are all people we did TY with.
Yeah.
where am I?
Me and Lucien really didn't get on.
Only person in in RTY who went to the Ace was David Ross.
He hated my guts.
Because
in our short films.
What the fuck?
He thought that I was
pod. This is all pod legend, like.
This is all pod legend.
Guys!
Well, it's actually a nice enough
photo.
Have you ever seen Looper?
Oh, I can relate to that.
Looper, yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate
really,
those.
Really,
hate
bad
those.
Movie.
Hate those two.
Have you seen how that I plagiarized that movie in one of my short
this
movies?
Is all, this, Jesus, all me, this all make I come out very badly in this story.
You're so fucking like... You're so prepubescent here.
Of course I haven't.
Look at prepubescent here.
I was just upset because he was getting attention from the film teacher, and I wasn't.
And the other thing was the
film was my area.
The yearbook. The other thing was the
what's going on here?
I don't know.
We were going to do a yearbook, and everybody nominated me as the CEO.
Not everybody.
Not everybody.
Slightly more than 50% of the class.
Sorry.
I got votes from Kian, James.
Okay. Let me rephrase. I really, that was poorly put.
It was Michael.
More people voted for me than voted for Lucien. And as a result, I became the CEO of the yearbook. And Lucien thought that I was incompetent.
I thought that yearbooking
he
was
thought I was an alien.
This is my successful film and television website. Irish Blog Award winning website.
Yeah. And I agreed with you, and so I gave you the... We basically, in the end, it was me and Lucien who did
it. And it was Michael's...
I didn't design...
It was Michael's beautiful acting. It was Michael's acting of...
Inside, a terrible conversation.
Well, the problem, which was created by me being
and
a dick.
That was...
Yeah, you...
Michael, and Michael...
Do you listen to every episode?
No.
Well, I just said something really funny to you.
And now... We are friends.
Yeah. Ish.
Wait, you weren't friends?
So there's a problem. The problem was my fault. And the solution was...
No, I didn't.
No, it was just me being a dick. Like, that was the whole thing.
But I understood why.
Well, you still do.
I still do.
And I understand why.
Yeah.
Guys, come on. Stop being so serious and terrible.
That's what's going on.
You learned a little bit of the history.
You were two photos away from the picture of me and my mom.
Oh, please don't. Oh, show me.
I knew there was something coming up.
Show me.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to go.
Show me
the
fucking
picture. Show me the picture.
Yeah.
Show me the picture.
I should have taken a selfie with your mom.
Show me the picture.
That's disgusting.
Ew, boyfriend taking selfie with mom. Ew.
Ew, no, not your boyfriend. Like, disgusting.
I had a great conversation with her mom all about the voting.
No, you didn't. It was like 30 seconds long.
Yeah, I don't care. What else?
You let her do it.
No, I didn't let her do it. I was written lens to get my phone back off her when she was doing it.
Look, you're not going to fool you today. Come on, Anna, take a picture with this guy.
We need a featured image for the show.
Let's go to recreate.
I don't really want to be in it because my hair is not like that.
I didn't really work.
Don't do this.
Oh, there we go.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
That's insane. Website.
I look kind of. Oh my god, yours is just.
That's
weird. Yeah. It looks like a really ugly girl.
That's fine. We'll do the job.
It looks so
weird. That looks like a really ugly
girl. Let's recreate the picture of my
phone. Hideous. No,
yeah.
It's not.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Look at that. There you go. That's
one of you and one of you and.
Hey, you should do that. You should take a picture of you guys with face swap on.
I didn't mean the one of me and Orla was.
It's terrifying.
It was really.
There's no other way to
it. Was absolutely hideous.
The one of me and Elise.
Wait, have you seen my song?
Anyone that you're in.
Oh, hold on.
You can't race mix on face swap. Like,
I can't remember. Did you
did? It was disgusting. It made me sick.
Oh, quick!
I'd say it was hilarious.
Our features.
Wait!
He's doing his hair and everything for it.
Our features are just too different.
So self-conscious. Oh. Holy shit, that is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
This is really good. Let me see.
That was great. That was great.
Stubble on the bottom here.
This is too funny.
It is too funny.
No, look at it. I'm sending it to myself.
But
But like, that's not the price to establish trust.
I think face swap, nobody face swap is like...
This, that's like racist.
I wasn't on, like, I had you on there.
That's like racialist.
I don't know.
Face swap is destroying actual conversation.
I hope that it dies.
So, oh,
you know what they're going to do, though? They're going to make
it... You know
what?
I'm the only one here... Oh, okay.
They're going to start charging money from it, though, and then we won't talk about it.
Me and Michael are the only ones here who don't have our phones on.
Oh, maybe I'm down as I am an artiste, actually. Yeah.
I
know.
I rarely use my phone.
I am an artiste.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
You're hooked to your phone, though, and so are you.
Excuse me. No, I'm not.
You're excused. You've been excused.
It's a social... It's a social... I think it's bad.
I have a way of life.
So cute.
It's a way of life, yeah. Okay. Me and Killian choose to abstain.
Choose what?
Okay, Killian
choose to abstain.
Give me some more water.
Hold on.
Oh, you're not taking. Oh.
Something's off about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't look right.
Hold on,
let's
why won't happen?
We want it to look like this one.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, my head.
Is that a rock?
Go back to that one there.
Big glitter on bad.
I'm glad you're fucking with you. No one, you terrible Irish.
Look at Shane's face in this one.
Oh God,
Shane's like,
oh,
lads, put the parachute down.
That's not at all.
Oh. Let me show you this one.
Let me see it.
Oh my God.
Let me see it.
Let me see it.
Oh my God.
I'm very offended
that
you
don't know
that.
Excuse
me, I just saw
something.
This one's so weird. It looks like Elise's resting on Shane's shoulder.
That's not weird.
It's a strange angle.
Hey, what was that?
Oh.
Feedback is one word. I need the feedback. It was an amazing word.
We both said feedback at the same time.
Remember yesterday when he ended the class by saying, "Ye guys are great, I love you."
Who's that?
Yeah, that was weird. No one addressed that.
Yeah, nobody really talked about that.
Oh, I love ye.
He said,
sit down.
He shouted at him. He said, "Ye guys are great, you guys are great, I love you."
Listen, you know, it wasn't, it was.
All right.
You guys are
Michael,
great.
I need you to.
I love ye.
Wait, do you do study?
Michael, remember?
Yeah, but he does a lot of home.
Remember last year when you introduced the antibacteria album?
Yeah.
I need you to now do the same for Black Custard.
What's wrong with that?
I can't remember what I said for the...
Just, like, introduce the Black Custard debut album.
Can I have a mint?
Yes, you can, of course.
Okay,
what do you want me to say?
Ladies and gentlemen, now the greatest
album. And ladies and gentlemen, now for the greatest album of all time.
Black
Custard. Alright, let me do that one more time.
Black Social Welfare.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the greatest album of all time, you absolutely can, Black Custard.
That sounds like such a disappointment.
Fuck, I burnt my pita bread.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Fuck, I burnt my pita bread.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, what the fuck are we going to do? Smelly poo, oh, what the fuck are we going to think?
Wash. I burnt my pita bread. I cannot eat it. It's crunchy and disgusting and black.
I burnt my pita bread. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh fuck, I forgot the red.
Oh fuck! Oh fuck!
Wah!
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 Wah! Oh! I forgot I forgot to do it. 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 Greasy hair, greasy hair, greasy hair.
Greasy hair!
Greasy hair, greasy hair,
greasy hair!
Greasy hair!
Hair. Greasy hair! Too much water! Drowning! Greasy hair! Greasy hair! Sword found! Black death metal! You're a bitch! You look like a
bitch!
You sound like a fish, Rosa!
Whoa!
Oh my god! I'm dying!
Use the Lord's name in vain! Whoa!
I will eat your soul! I want your soul! Devil! 666! I'm dying!
Desperate housewives!
Fuck!
Greasy hair, greasy hair, greasy hair, greasy hair, greasy hair, greasy hair!
This is a Black Custard song!
Whoa!
Feck, shite, what the heck is going on?
Shit, fuck, I'm in a bucket of poo!
Oh, who are you? I'm a bucket of poo!
Custard!
Amen! Satan!
Yeah, Lucifer! Beelzebub!
Fuck!
Fuck. Salmon.
Oh, salmon. Oh, salmon. I hate the fact I hate it.
Hate it.
Wah! Rock City! Who is
Salmon, I hate this stick. In fact, I hate my fish. Fish. It's a fish dish. A fish dish. A fish dish. A fish.
Lucien is swearing
all day long.
I think it's disgusting. 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 I'm gonna do some gargling. Gargling. Gargling.
Gargle! Black
salmon,
custard,
salmon, salmon, salmon,
salmon.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
I hear a clinky clanky sound.
Bug juice, bug juice.
Is there somebody else around?
Bug juice, bug juice.
I wonder if they have some tea.
Bug juice, bug juice. Or
and
black
custard.
juice, bug juice, hard potato, hard potato, mushrooms,
mushroom pie,
mushroom pie,
mushroom pie,
mushroom pie,
mushroom pie,
cheese and tomato, pizza stew, if there's some smelly poo.
Pizza stew.
Pizza stew.
Pizza stew.
Smelly poo.
Wah.
Wah.
Poo.
Fuck
poo.
This beetle poo. Juice.
Poo.
I don't know.
Poo. Bug
you're a poo.
Juice. Poo. 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 Poo.
Bug juice. Bug juice.
Bug juice. Bug juice.
Wah. 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 Fat cat. Cat, it's a fucking bad lazy cat. Sits on that ugly mat. He's fat. He's getting so
rat
fucking
cat.
Tired.
He eats too many rats.
Fat
cat on the mat. Fat,
fat, lazy cat.
Fat is shat.
Cat, fat, fat, fucking cat.
Shat.
The cat shat on the mat.
Cat fat on the mat.
The fat, fat, on the mat.
Gross shat.
Gross shat.
Shit, fat,
dead,
fat.
Fat cat lives in the mat. Yo, it's gotta get it. Whoa! What about that?